May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This evening's service is a very special one in the lives of Felicity, Janet, Frank, David, Lindsay, and Helen, who are to be admitted, and Ian, Jackie, and Michael, who are to be welcomed. From today, they are all embarking on a new ministry in this diocese that we pray will bring them fulfillment and joy, along with giving those they minister to great preaching and teaching and care. It has been my privilege, along with my husband Peter, himself a reader, to lead the pre-licensing retreat. And we have been looking and thinking about the realities of ministry, the ups as well as the downs. How wonderful it was to share the beginning of ministry, but also to gather the wisdom of the readers with more experience that were on the retreat. Some with 20 or 30 years. They obviously started training at the age of 3. We talked about what the new readers were looking forward to, which was amazing. But perhaps more amazing was what the experienced readers still look forward to. Bishop Christopher came and gave his charge on Saturday afternoon, and he reminded us of the uniqueness of reader ministry. Ministers of the road, of the word, of the table, showing God's love to all the people we meet, teaching, preaching, and assisting at Holy Communion. I've spent this weekend learning, laughing, praying, crying, singing, and my goodness, there was some good singing today, with this wonderful group, that this diocese has the joy and privilege of welcoming and calling their own. And along with those new readers that I met this weekend, we obviously welcome Ian, Jackie, and Michael. The theme of the weekend was the woman at the well. And we talked about how we renew ourselves as we share the richness of ministry, but how that richness needs care and renewal. When you begin the vocations process in Southwark, you consider three aspects of calling: being realistic, informed, and obedient. And this evening's readings are particularly apt. The Gospel passage, the parable of the wicked tenants, makes no qualms about God's disappointment in those who throw Jesus out of where he should be. In the parable, this place is the vineyard. In our lives, this place is our heart. The landowner, God, erects both a fence and a watchtower to protect his beloved vineyard. But the tenants, who should know better, take over the vineyard for themselves. So the landowner decides to offer his beloved vineyard to others, others who will appreciate it, work at it, and enjoy the results with his son. Jesus often talked about vineyards. He wanted his stories to resonate with ordinary people. I wonder if and how he taught others to teach and preach. I wonder what he would suggest to our brothers and sisters here, looking forward to a changed life through ministry. Of course, the idea of using the vineyard as an illustration wasn't new. As we heard in our reading from the Song of Songs, a love song concerning our beloved's vineyard. Such beautiful imagery. The beloved lavishes his love and care on the vineyard. He prepares a place for us there. He protects it with a watchtower. But alas, the same thing happened that happened in Jesus' parable. This is all quite difficult to hear, isn't it? But Jesus is being realistic about life, the life of faith and the life of calling in particular. We are all called forth to bring fruit, to grow fruit in our beloved vineyard. Let's not forget that Jesus' parable appears in all three synoptic gospels. The writers all thought it important enough to include, so we need to take it to heart. One thing that can be overlooked in Jesus' parable is that the tenants were not necessarily the people who tended the vines. It was the workers, those with the knowledge, expertise, experience that knew how to help the grapes grow, ripen, and bring forth good fruit. Who of us hasn't gasped at their green-fingered friend who seems to be able to make anything grow as we look at our measly attempt at planting? Or is that just me? And now I'm speaking to you. You, my brothers and sisters, I call upon you to become workers in the vineyard too. You may be called to licensed ministry, you may not, but we all have a ministry, a vocation, a call that God has in mind for each of us, and only us, no one else. I know that many people think, phew, I'm not called to ministry. But I challenge you to rethink that. You may already have a ministry that you don't know about. What about that often overlooked but integral ministry we all experience week in, week out, the ministry of the teacup? It soothes a furrowed brow. It brings people together and it builds community. Pretty good illustration of a ministry. What about those words, hugs, prayers that we share? We can't all be called to be up here. Who would be there and where would the church be? No, my brothers and sisters, your fruit is just waiting for you to recognize it. What might it be? No act of care is too small. Nothing you do to make someone feel remembered is too trivial. We are all so good at saying, it was only a, aren't we? As in, it was only a card, only a quick visit. But in the kingdom, there is no such phrase as too small. If you don't know what your ministry is, then I say that you're not looking hard enough. Because I can see a ministry for most, if not all, of the people here this evening. And you are already exercising it tonight, right now, because you are supporting these readers. And you will continue to support them, I hope, because they will continue to need your support, your prayers and your acts of kindness throughout their ministry. In the Song of Solomon, we hear about the little foxes that can destroy the vineyard. The enemy is really good at putting them to work. And your support, my friends, will help to ensure that no foxes find their way in here. Like vines, ministers need warmth, light, space to grow, time, watering, and feeding. Can you help with any of these things? And all the ministers in our church need this. I'm not just talking about clergy here, or just readers, but our spas too. They all need tending and care. They all need remembering in prayer and intercession. Isaiah's vineyard was and is the pleasant planting of the Lord of hosts, the fruit brought forth and continues to bring forth joy and sustenance. And we all are called to help in the vineyard. So look inside yourselves to see what vineyard or fruits God has planted in you or around you that just need a little cultivating. Amen.